Hi, I'm Shadow Akuma, and I'm the Weeb.
Hi, I'm Maxwell Knight,
and I'm an apathetic teenager from high school.
Yeah, you sound like you're dead inside.
Mm-hmm. You can just hear the half oval cut eyes on my anime profile.
Yep. That was my anime profile for a few years.
That's been your personality for a few years. Let's be honest, Shadow.
That's been my whole life.
Welcome to the Weeb and the Normie, where Shadow Akuma subjects me to anime that I may or may not want to watch.
Emphasis on the may not ever watch.
Yes, he has a few stingers every now and then, but most of the other times it's like, why am I here? I know this is my house, but why am I here?
Swing and a miss.
Right?
Anyway, welcome to Season 3. If you haven't listened to Episode 0, which I hope you have listened to Episode 0.
We are in the middle of Panini Press.
We are still in the middle of a Power Rangers Ninja Storm.
Oh, it's Ninja Storm today. Okay.
Yes. And also, if you can hear in the background, that's my dog, Duke.
He's a good boy.
I don't know what he's barking at. Probably a cat. I'm assuming a cat.
He's such a good boy. I love your dog so much.
All right.
Ah, man. Only things an owner can say.
Yep. This episode of the Weeb and the Normie, we watched an anime called Rascal Does Not Dream of Bunny Girl Senpai.
For a minute, I thought you were about to go into like a sponsorship that I had no information about. This episode of the Weeb and the Normie is sponsored by Groundhog Day.
I mean, those last couple episodes were.
We watched the Rascal's Dream of Electric Sheep or Electric Bunnies. Boy.
Yep. Before we get started, remember, you can listen to our podcast on anchor.fm or on any podcast services around the globe.
Except that the one that you're thinking of, we're not on there yet.
We're not on there yet. I checked.
Yeah. We had to send in an application, and we're still waiting. I think Jay-Z used to own it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we would already be on there.
Yeah.
But then he sold the company. Yep. So now we have to wait for white people to approve us.
Yeah. Remember when they made an entirely big deal out of it?
Right?
Daft Punk was there. Kanye West was there. Well, Kanye West was there because Jay-Z was there.
Until, you know, he wasn't. There was that period where Jay-Z was just like side-eyeing Kanye for a minute.
For a whole minute.
Mm-hmm. A full-on 60 seconds.
Yeah. But it's fine. It's fine.
We think.
But let us get into the information of this show. Again,
yes, do your spiel.
Again, we watch Rascal Does Not Dream of Bunny Girl Senpai. It is an anime adaptation of the light novel of the same name.
Of course it is! I'm sorry. Check that off of the fucking bingo card.
Adaptation of a light novel.
Counting the free space, I am now at 4 spaces. I just need to cross off the O and I win.
What's the O?
We'll find out.
Alright. The anime premiered in 2018 and has 13 episodes. It was animated by Cloverworks Animation Studio, which done Darling in the Franxx. Persona 5
Darling in the Franxx.
Persona 5 the Animation. The final season of Fairy Tail, season 2 of The Promised Neverland, and last season's anime, Wonder Egg Priority.
Oh, man.
Which I was kind of hoping that was going to get
Remember when people were psyched about season 2 of The Promised Neverland?
Yep.
And then season 2 of The Promised Neverland came out.
Yep. And then everybody that watched Tokyo Ghoul second season were like, cries in anime. Anyway.
First time?
First time? The author of the light novel is Hajime Kamoshida. Yep, Kamoshida.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Director of the anime is Sotori Masui. And it currently holds an 8.37 out of 10 on my anime list and is ranked number 76 in popularity.
Interesting. Okay. So mid-high C.
The show does not have a second season, but it does have a movie. Rascal Does Not Dream of a Dreaming Girl.
That's the move. That's actually a prequel when we find out how he got bit by a vampire, because he fights the vampire that bit him inside of a stadium. And the animation is very good.
So I'm not the only one that thought the same similarity. Cool.
It's your fault.
I mean, that means you're paying attention to class. Thank you.
I'm a stickler for continuity, Shadow. I am a writer after all.
That's fair. The movie released late 2019, so before the Panera Bread.
Mm-hmm.
Before that. The show is currently on Funimation, which is where we watched it. But to get on to what the show is actually about, the series follows Sakuta and the various people in his life who suffer from adolescent syndrome, which I was typing it up while we were watching it, they also put it as puberty syndrome.
But is it an actual thing, though?
No.
Or is it just created for the show?
Nope. It's pseudoscience created for the show.
Yeah, I figured.
Because as they pointed out, adolescent syndrome, where symptoms are so supernatural that hardly anyone believes it's real.
Ah, okay. There you go. That explains the flying ninjas.
Mm-hmm. Can't have those flying ninjas out there like that.
No. Nope.
Especially if we don't know what they are.
Right.
One of these people is Mai, an upperclassman in a bunny girl costume that no one else can notice but our main protag.
Okay, she was only in one episode.
Yeah,
It was just one episode.
But it's the title of the show. It's an artifact It's an artifact title now, but it was one episode.
Yes, I owned a fucking Nikon. No, that's a bad example. I owned a piece of gum for 5 seconds, and now I go by them, specifically go by the moniker, the Bubblicious motherfucker.
That's yes. A weird name.
Listen, I modeled the name after Fergie, my role model from her first solo album, because Bubblicious sounds like Fergalicious. Am I telling the truth? You'll never know.
Fergalicious, blah blah blah, song.
Yep.
Remember when Fergie put out two albums?
I tried not to remember.
That's good. Anyway, Maxwell.
Yes, Shadow.
What did you think this show was going to be about, based off the title alone?
I knew it was going to be some romance shit.
Okay.
It's like I had a feeling, I don't know, because of the title alone, and because of how frequent they are adapted from light novels, I thought some isekai shit was going to be involved. But at the same time, the way it was phrased made me think that it was like, I don't know, going to defer in some way, which it did. It wasn't an isekai. It was a romance, and yeah.
Yep. It was a romance.
It was a romance. Not that I have a problem with romance. They're just not. Remember what I said about slice of life shit, Shadow?
Yep.
Remember? What was it that I said about me being able to tolerate slice of life?
Not much. You couldn't tolerate that much of it.
So what I said, because clearly you don't remember because you are a bad friend.
Okay.
Is that I don't necessarily care for slice of life shows or anime or things like that, because slice of life I just find monumentally boring. To the point where the only way I can really tolerate slice of life is if other things or other genres were adapted or like placed into the narrative in order for me to not just have to deal with watching some motherfucker go to school, take a test, go home, go to work, go to sleep, wake up, go to school, take a test, take a break, go home. It's things like that. The only way I can, even though I only have one, technically two under my belt. Only way I'm able to tolerate it because I've only seen two like that is if the slice of life is like, I guess, Studio Ghibli.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't really call Princess Mononoke a slice of life. It was clearly completely different. But I feel like if I decide to watch what's the name of the Kiki's Delivery Service, even though she's a witch, that slices life as fuck. But I'm pretty sure I'd be able to still tolerate it. This, that one time I got reincarnated as a bunny chick, is definitely slice of life.
But
it has weird shit. It started off as like this Strohsinger's cat, or however you pronounce that German dude's name. That plot line regarding how he met his girlfriend?
He still has a muff of telling her that he loves her.
And it's just the point. And then it gets to the point where it's just like, we got that situated, we got that handled. Now let's do some other supernatural circumstances regarding slice of life things that high schoolers go through in Japan. Because, you know, they're so emotionally stunted to the point where they can't really bring themselves to do anything important regarding the people that they care about. Because, you know, mannerisms and whatnot and cultural differences. It's still slice of life, but it adds that. However, I feel like it's usually with slice of life, I do like. Like, if it's like 30% slice of life and 70% something else, I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm. This feels like it's too close to 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot of interesting things that go on over the course of the show, but at the end of the day, it's still in regards to how main protag lives his daily life. And let's just remember that main pro tag, I don't want to say he's boring, but he comes across as very emotionless sometimes, unless it's dealing with Bunny Chick, even though she's only a bunny chick in one fucking episode.
I mean, also dealing with his sister too.
That's true. But yeah, but from the five episodes that I've seen, outside of the explanation of insert pseudoscience syndrome here, and how it affects people, she's not really that much of a factor until like the fourth or fifth episode.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's starting to break out of her shell. Like she was introduced and then she's been background for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
Then when the two main characters start interacting with each other because they're entertaining the idea of being a couple, only then does she begin to stand out more. And even then, she's not really standing out in a way that matters to like the overall supernatural happenstance. She's just a victim of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, not necessarily a victim, but she is an NPC until the main characters decide she's no longer an NPC anymore. We want to interact with this person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's uncomfortably close to 50-50 for me.
Right.
And it doesn't help that, I wouldn't say that the protag doesn't have a personality, but the fact that he's so nonchalant and only exerts emotion when it comes to like his feelings for 5 second bunny girl doesn't really help with me like wanting to know more. It was like, yeah, okay, the first three episodes were about making people breaking Schrosinger's
cat.
Fuck, yeah, his breaking Stephen Sondheim's cap theory to make the world remember who this chick is. And then the next arc is, hey, you like Groundhog Day? Hey, you like Palm Springs? Hey,
you like you jazz? Like...
No. No. Bad me. No. Well, here's a time loop story that you think might be done because of the way that the things presented themselves, but because high school teenagers in Japan and emotions and everything hormones. Like that, and sure, hormones, it might not be done. And, you know, and it's like, that stuff is interesting. That is definitely interesting. It's like, when you showed me RE0 and we had, what's his name? We had Subaru, like, figure out that he was in a time loop, within the circumstances, even though it was an isekai, it was interesting. I found that interesting because, you know, another world, mm-hmm. different races, different types of people, magic, mm-hmm. maybe, yep, knights, things. It's a time loop involving high school drama, and it's just like, oh God, not only do I find myself asking, oh God, are these what teenagers are like? But I find myself asking, oh God, are these what teenagers like in Japan? It's I understand the relatability. I definitely do. Especially if, like yourself, Shadow, you live and breathe anime to the point where you're willing to give almost everything a shot. Like, you definitely react differently to certain genres of anime than I do. Me personally, even though I am totally of the mindset of there's no such thing as an original idea. Just be interesting in how you portray the combination of tropes and not necessarily stereotypes, but story ideas that you present in your narrative. Mm-hmm. I, both by myself and through you, and through our media friend group, have been exposed to so much anime to where a lot of said tropes and story ideas are starting to become very easy for me to spot, to the point that depending on the genre, I have established a bingo card.
The bingo card, which yes. You did bring up a couple times while we were watching it.
Yes. So the B, like I said, everybody has that free space. Mm-hmm. It's always in the center. The center out of the 5x5 grid, because BINGO. Mm-hmm. My bingo card that I was, where the tropes I was able to check off go as this. High school setting. Mm-hmm. Parents are not involved, but main protag still lives in an apartment where all the rent and lights and bills are paid.
That's fair. But I mean, that's Gossip Girl as well.
Yes, I rarely watch CW shows outside of DC stuff nowadays. And then the N on the bingo card is the free space, so that's free, so that's three. Mm-hmm. And then the fourth one was this, and then the fourth one is protag or main character, the tier of a protag or main character landing on a piece of paper right below them.
That's fair.
It's one away from getting my free smoothie at Starbucks.
Just one?
Well, it wouldn't be a fruit smoothie, it'll be a frappuccino.
Okay. Frappuccino does sound nice, though.
Mm-hmm. Caramel one with extra caramel drizzling.
Yeah.
Now, that's my go-to order. I don't know about you.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. So, when I first found this series, I was actually recommended it by a past coworker of mine. As I tend to do. As is tradition, yes. Yes. And when I first watched it, I too was kind of weirded out at first. But I did actually see myself in main pro tag. A little bit. Not completely.
I wish that was the O on my bingo card. Somehow Shadow can relate to main pro tag.
That's fair. Because I mannerisms aside, I am kind of like him. I do tend to orbit myself around, I wouldn't say necessarily broken people, but people I think need help. Not you.
I wasn't saying a damn thing.
Okay.
I was just thinking about the other aspect of main pro tag. Because you're definitely not apathetic to the point where you come off as emotionless sometimes.
You don't see me at work.
That's a different... Retail changes a motherfucker, okay? You could have been, like, the most cheerio motherfucker on the face of this planet, and then you start working for that department store, and it just drains you dry.
That's fair.
I was the same way. I didn't start becoming an asshole to people who deserved it until I started working at that Eat Fresh place when I was in college.
That Eat Fresh place.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been there in a while. I have not been in there for a while.
If anything, reminding myself of the Eat Fresh place makes me want a meatball sandwich, but not from there.
That's fair. That's very fair. That is super fair.
But yes, you were talking about relatability and whatnot.
Yeah, there are definitely some, and I have met some people that were kind of like the girls that our main pro tag has interacted with so far. Especially the first one.
I will say that the banter between main pro tag and my bunny Valentine, I did like their banter.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the beginning of Idiocracy? Where it showed the difference between this one business couple and this one, I guess, quote unquote, redneck couple about like, and like how they had this plan set up about like when they should have kids and when they should procreate because they have such busy lives and they have such goals. And then the other couple was just like, hey, just fucking like rabbits. And just like those two remind me of the professional couple in the beginning of Idiocracy, not necessarily because they come across as like hoity-toity stuck-ups, but their dialogue is very like, it's playful in a way that's professional, if you understand what I'm talking about. So that I don't come off as like a fucking killjoy or a person who can't appreciate traditional romance or whatnot.
Maxwell doesn't like fun.
Exactly. There you go. Exactly. I did like appreciate the different aspects of like how romance between personalities of these types work. Because I've definitely been looking for representation in that angle for a good while.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually it's either what's the version of the tsundere trope where the love interest isn't crazy?
Isn't crazy? I think that's just regular romance. Because I don't think
that's because you know how you said that the sudden delay trope originated from, like, fucking... I can't remember the name of it. Time Journal or Time Diary?
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So it's just like... It's kind of like a version of... Not like I care about you or anything, Babaka. Mm-hmm. But you can clearly tell that there are feelings there, but certain things have to be reserved. They keep certain things reserved. Kind of like that one anime where neither one of the protags want to admit that they have feelings for the other. Otherwise, they feel like they'll lose the game because that's a thing.
That's a whole anime series, but that's neither here nor there.
But you know which anime I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of like that, and I do appreciate that. There was that representation. Mm. It was like, yeah, lovey dovey, like just playful and everything. Like, and it's not like main protag isn't like how traditional, like, straight high school boys in anime like this are represented. He just goes about it he uses it to his advantage to, like, tease people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of refreshing. Usually it's more along the lines of they actually are somewhat perverted. And I've just been burnt out on that angle for so long.
You're welcome. I gave you a show where he does it. Mm. It only took how many shows we have watched so far.
I'm not keeping count.
That's good, because I can't.
But you edit the episodes.
Yeah.
At least I have a reason.
Yeah.
Shadow, why are you like this?
So anyway... Speaking of characters, were there any characters mm-hmm. that you liked or disliked?
Because
we did meet quite a few people. We met our main protag. We met Mai. We met our protag sister. We met his friends.
I like his CSI his CSI lab assistant friend.
She is the CSI lab assistant. Jesus Christ. All she needs to do is just wear really gothy makeup, and we're good.
Well, she's almost there with that, like, pigmentated black hair.
That's true.
And God damn it, they really like drawing girls, very high school girls, very busty, don't they?
See, I wasn't noticing it that much.
Listen, that's because you're used to it.
That's fair.
Your palate has been so oversaturated that you have been like, I guess this is a thing.
Yeah, I guess that's that body type. All right, let's get on with the show.
And even though he didn't really have that much to do, I did like his male friend.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember his name. And it's mostly because he just seems like a cool guy. It's like he tries to get along with everybody. He doesn't like saying negative things or starting gossip. He just seems like a chill guy, but not necessarily the type of chill guy that's just like stereotypically dumb. Mm-hmm. He's just I just want to get along with everybody. It's like everybody's cool. It's like why. Guys, stop fighting. We don't need to fight. It's just like, that's very refreshing, especially that being the male best friend of this apathetic motherfucker who only decides to have emotions when he's trying to troll somebody or when he's actually in love.
Yeah, and also oblivious of the fact that the other girl is in love with him. Yep, that's that part.
Yeah, no, I didn't miss it. I gathered that at the end of the last episode we watched.
No, I'm talking about him. He missed that part.
Oh, right. The CSI lab assistant. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But then that's just his type. Mm-hmm. That's just his type of character. He definitely gives off strong himbo vibes. And basically, for those of you who don't know, The himbo is the male equivalent of a bimbo, which is funny because the term bimbo used to be specifically for men until, you know, misogyny was like, let's just associate it with dumb women, with dumb busty women. Mm-hmm. The himbo is pretty much like the built dude, the muscular dude who's dumb as bricks but has a heart of gold.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's main protag's, that's pretty much main protag's best friend.
Yeah.
Male best friend. And he's completely oblivious to the fact that a CSI lab assistant has feelings for him. But his girlfriend is ridiculous. It's like, her main thing is that I must keep my boyfriend away from main protag at all costs. And it's just like, the main protag channeled my initial feelings when I found out the reason why she doesn't like main protag and wants to keep her boyfriend from being male protag's best friend, and was just like, constantly made fun of the fact of her reasoning for doing so every time. It's just like, why the fuck do you care? It's just like, why are you even here? It's like, we need to take you out. Why are you running? It's like, don't you have something better to do? Are you constipated? Go take a shit, girl. It's fine.
Those are some really classic insults. I'll give them that.
Yeah. So, yeah, his main group of friends, I kind of enjoy.
Mm-hmm. I thought the girl that he ends up going on the date, but not date. I thought she was interesting only because of the fact that there was a few times where she slipped out of her accent that she tried to get out of.
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple times where she slipped into her country accent.
Yep.
And then just slip right back into a regular the city folk accent.
Yep. I'm not gonna lie. When I first saw the intro to this, after I saw Bunny Chick for 5 seconds, and then I started seeing all these other women, I initially thought, oh god, is Shadow showing me a harem anime?
I thought it was too when I first saw it. I was like, is this gonna be a harem anime? No, he is putting his foot down. Mai's the only girl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just helping these people.
Mm-hmm. Which makes me slightly interested, mm-hmm. In the other remaining story arcs, especially since you said this is only a 13-season-long anime. Yep. A 13-episode-long anime, I should say.
Mm-hmm. If only one movie. So the ultimate question, then,
mm-hmm.
since we're on that topic, would you continue the series on your own?
No, not at all. No.
It would require a group of friends to watch it.
It would require a group of friends because as much as like I said before, it really drives with that 50-50 split between like slice of life shit and actually interesting stuff shit. And I apologize if you classify slice of life stuff in the same category as actually interesting things shit. I just don't.
Mm-hmm.
And that 50-50 split and that like that constant struggle for dominance from both sides that I see, it's not enough. It's like it's not enough for me to like, I can acknowledge that it's trying. I can like the very fact that it's taking aspects from both like supernatural things, using the pseudoscience technique that does not exist. In the form of like traditional, like, well, modern day, I should say, problems and tendencies that younger people can be triggered and traumatized by, like cyberbullying and things like that. Because I definitely noticed that the constant need of exception via social media and your peers is one of the key triggers in this anime. Because it is a high school cast of teenagers, not saying that I can't relate to that anymore, because I definitely can. I am an online personality, to a certain extent. I'm getting there. It's growing. We're growing. We're working on it. But in the field that I want to go in, social media is definitely a thing that can wear down like your mental health. Mm-hmm. And I see that's kind of where they're going with like the adolescent syndrome thing. Mm-hmm. Because outside of celebrities and people who are trying to be like, I guess, influencers or just trying to have a career online as an online personality to a certain extent, mm-hmm. the next group of people that would definitely affect are young adults and teenagers. Yep. And they would be affected very hard by it. And I understand the connection with this pseudoscience symptom in the show and applying it to like supernatural aspects such as time loops and like phantom cuts, mm-hmm. or just like disassociation of people from their actual mind to the point where something very drastic has to immediately immediately cause people to remember that certain individuals exist. Because that was the first thing in the arc that introduced Bunny Girl. She is actually a celebrity. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she has been a celebrity since she was a child.
She's a child actress, yes.
Yes. And when we are introduced to her, she has the strawberry shortcake cat effect placed on her, to where society no longer remembers who she is, mm-hmm. and can't even see her when she's like an inch in front of their faces.
Yep.
And apparently that phenomenon is associated with this aspect of adolescence syndrome because she used to be so perceived, and even having to do things she didn't necessarily want to do. So I understand, like, on an analysis angle, the concept that this show is, that this anime is centered around, is very interesting. I would love to do an essay or break down the aspect just on that alone and how it affects like young people and young adults and like people associated with those careers and everything that require like social media and social interaction in order to thrive. But the slice of life shit, though, it was like seeing it come back and knowing how I traditionally feel, and then seeing how the main character has just like disassociated with himself because he realized that the only way for him to like not be affected as much by this is to just like cut himself off and become apathetic as a result. It doesn't do it for me. Mm-hmm. And because we are introduced to the main character that who's in that way already. Once again, going back to the anime that was like, you thought I was making fun of that one anime from last season that Shadow showed me before that had the movie with the vampire. This is basically that anime,
but slightly grounded
with not necessarily better storytelling, but I'm able to understand what I'm getting into. I was able to understand what I was getting into from the first episode, as opposed to just the main character of that anime just saying all this crazy shit and just wondering why it didn't start off there. This will be a very confusing for new watchers if they didn't know this movie existed, things like that. This I was able, once a combination of adolescence syndrome and how he went about to making sure he wasn't going to be affected by it again. It was like, I was like, okay, we got a basis. We have a basis of how the the lore works in this universe. We can go on. We can continue on with this story about the bunny chick that this anime is named after, even though she was only bunny for 5 fucking seconds over the course of this entire goddamn anime. But yeah. Unless I'm doing, like, I guess, an actual breakdown or a thesis of this, I probably wouldn't watch this as entertainment by myself. Like, research, yes. Entertainment, just to watch it. Nah, you or Seven have to be over and decide to put this on my TV, and then we finish it. I do want to say that that first scenario in the first arc involving Bunny Girl, 5 seconds, Bunny Girl. If I were to compare it to another story that was slightly similar, I would have to say that that first 3-episode arc was like reverse 51st Dates to me. Mm-hmm. Especially when it was revealed that once somebody loses consciousness, then they're immediately cut off from remembering who Mai is. Mm-hmm. And the fact that main protag wrote a journal in order to for his future cut off self to kind of like recall what's going on was very much reminiscent of like the videos that Adam Sandler would make for Drew Barrymore to remember her accident and the days that led up to, like, you know, who she was. To get her caught up in the modern day. And then, of course, the second arc is basically a slice of life take on time loop stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, probably wouldn't watch this by myself unless I decided to, like, do something either important or you guys were over.
Okay. Definitely putting this down on the list of anime we'll watch as a family once this entire Power Rangers Wild Force is over.
Oh, it's Wild Force now. It's okay. Wild Force. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely, yeah. We'll definitely have to watch this when this pen and paper is over.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that I want us to watch. Once this Power Rangers,
it loses its meaning after like the third, especially immediately after you just said another Power Rangers show.
And I'm trying to think of another Power Rangers show.
RPM. Listen, man, I haven't even seen that to make a joke on it.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay,
but I know the title.
So once this Paprika is over, We'll definitely have to sit down as a family and finish watching this. Yeah. Unless I decide to, like, do a video on this or whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To which I better be guest starring in that video.
Hey.
Maybe.
Do you feel like being on camera?
I mean, I can always do a voiceover. And you just get a stick figure.
A stick? Okay, bitch, no. We will not be sticking with Stickly this afternoon, motherfucker, no.
Aww. But I do so well as a stick figure. Anyway. Since you picked the last anime that we just watched, I'm going to pick the one that we're going to watch next.
Oh, goody.
And the next show that we will watch next is Decadence. It's actually pronounced, it was actually like shown Deca-Dance. D-E-N-C-E. Deca-Dance.
I have a feeling that's just a play on words.
Yes and no?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think back on the show because it's been a minute since I watched the show. Yes or no?
Yeah, okay. Alright. We'll see what this shit's about.
Yep. Until next time, You can remember, you can watch us. Well, no, not watch us. We're not on YouTube yet.
Because Shadow refuses to be on camera unless he is a fucking popsicle.
Remember, you can listen to us on anchor.fm where we normally post our episodes at. But you can also find us on podcast services around the globe.
Except for that one. We're still...
Except that one.
It's like waiting for your parents to fill out the permission slip, but the trip is literally tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's like I really want to go to the zoo. I don't want to be in gym class for 3 hours straight. Just sign the slip, please. Please.
It's either that or I'm forging it.
That's fair. That is fair. I haven't had to do that. But something tells me that the times are hard and you had to make do.
Maybe.
To quote a famous black judge on television.
From Detroit.
From Detroit, yes.
Anyway.
Listen, at least he's not Judge Joe Brown. I can't stand that motherfucker.
That's true. And at least he's not crazy. Anyway. You can find us on podcast services around the globe by searching The Weeb and The Normie on those services. Remember, you can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DSaintRadio. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/DSaintRadio. You can also follow me, /AkumaKnight. What is your Twitter, by the way?
My Twitter is Redus101, READUS_1, 0, 1.
And now that we have beef your computers, maybe one day we'll stream like a video game or something. I don't know.
Yes, but voice only. I don't feel like putting on shirts.
Of course. I'm not going to force people to be on camera. If they wanted to use a stick as a figure.
For a minute, I thought you were going to be like, why? Of course you have to be on camera, but me? No, this is my show.
No. No. Without all the way, I am Shadow Akuma, and I am the Weeb.
I am Maxwell Knight, and I am the Normie.
And the next time you hear from us, we'll be talking about the anime, Decadence. Congratulations, you have made it to the end of this episode. I know this season was a very long time coming, but as we stated in the episode, we are still in a panini press. We'll go with panini press. Hopefully, Michigan's COVID restrictions now lifting slightly. We might meet up eventually in person again to record. Who knows? We do have a couple more episodes to go for that we recorded at home. So I will try to actually have those out in a timely manner. Hopefully, the wait for the second episode isn't as long as it was for the first episode this season. Yeah, that's it. I'm glad you enjoyed the episode. If you do, a strong rating is very appreciated. Tell your friends that we are back. And yeah, tune in next time.